Well, up above the subway, the streets of New York are greener after a million trees were planted across the city in the last few years. In addition to providing shade, urban trees also remove pollution from the air. And a recent Forest Service study estimated the air cleaning effect of trees in New York City saves about 8 lives a year. How about that? Phoenix has a goal of covering a quarter of the city with a tree canopy by 2030. And in Ohio, researchers are beginning to take a closer look at how much stress urban trees can handle. Matt Richman from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream reports.
This has got to be the strangest way to make a living that I've ever known.
Davy Tree Research Farm is surrounded by cornfields and woods on a normally quiet stretch of Route 303 in Shalersville, Ohio. Once every 3 years, researchers including Jason Grabowski from Rutgers University and volunteers from local tree trimming companies come here to bend, break, cut back, and measure the strength of trees, all in the name of science. In one patch of the farm, a volunteer saw us through tree roots. The idea is to find out how wind exposure affects their growth. In another grove, a tool called an air knife exposes roots, using only forced air that's traveling at 2 times the speed of sound. It allows researchers to study the roots without damaging them.
Taking a third again because of that one dead one.
There's also some quiet observation going on. Tom Smiley is from the Bartlett Tree Research Laboratory in North Carolina. He's here to examine how far back the roots can be cut before the tree becomes unstable.
What we found is if you're doing a linear cut for a water line or a sidewalk or a sewer line, that you should measure the trunk diameter and multiply that by 3. And that's as close as you'd want to get.
All this is important information. When gas lines or water lines are installed or replaced, there's likely to be tree roots in the way. Wes Coker is with the International Society of Arboriculture, which was founded in 1924.
Over the last, let's say 25, 30 years, there's been a lot more emphasis on science, a lot more emphasis on research and data collection.
Coker does educational outreach with arborists and says it takes a lot of work to change age-old practices. Another example of how hard it is to change techniques, says Coker, comes right at the start of a tree's life.
In the forest, a seed drops on the ground and the tree starts its life almost in the top inch of the soil. Whereas in the city, they come from a nursery, the tree's been repotted or replanted numerous times, and every time it gets potted deeper and deeper and deeper, and then when we finally put it in the city, sometimes they can be a foot deep.
That's why trees in the city look like a telephone pole stuck in the ground, while trees in the forest have a natural wide base of partially exposed roots. Guy Mayer runs a tree trimming business in North Carolina. He's here to test out different tree trimming techniques. The goal is to limit the decay that gets into a tree after it's trimmed, and to prune trees in a way that encourages more compact regrowth. Mayer says they have a pretty good idea of how the tree will regrow, because they've seen it on the job.
Out here, this gives us an opportunity to record data in a more systematic fashion and be able to publish it, and so that makes it more verifiable and easier for people to trust and follow.
Researchers will return to universities and research centers and tree trimming companies in New Jersey and North Carolina and Mexico and pore over the data they've collected. They plan to be back in Ohio again in 2019 to see how the trees are responding. For Here and Now, I'm Matt Richmond.